Hare Krishna, welcome to Bhakti Sangha Japa Conference Call. Today we are fortunate to have His Holiness Chandramouli Swami Maharaj. Hare Krishna Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to Guru Maharaj. So thank you so much Maharaj for giving your valuable association and time. So thank you Akshita for singing so beautifully. Thank you Maharaj for giving your association. So now I would like to hand over the call to you Maharaj. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
So I was instructed or at least communicated that today's talk is on Narottam Das Thakur. Is this correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, yes, Maharaj. Today's topic is the glories of Srila Narottam Das Thakur.
Okay. Om Gyan Timidangasya Gyanajana Salakaya Chaksu Umilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guru Venamaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shri Makti Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravali Pracharine Nirvishesna Sunyavari Pastyatya Dei Sitarine Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Panchakalpa, Tirubhis, Chakripa, Sindhu, Veva, Chapatitanam, Bhavane, Vyo, Vaishnava, Vyo, Namaho, Maha. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. So some of you who are online today heard my talk 2 days ago on our regular conference about the disappearance of Srila Narottam Das Thakur. So I will be repeating some of that, but we will also be speaking some of the pastimes that were not mentioned in the first session. So to begin, this is of course a very deep subject. Narottam Das Thakur is one of the, he's known as Mahasayi. He is a very special and great personality. His appearance in the world was predicted by Lord Chaitanya before he actually arrived. And that was illustrated by one particular pastime where Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda were traveling in the area known today as Bangladesh. And there was one river that they came to, it was the Padma River. When Lord Chaitanya came to the Padma River, he started to go into a type of ecstasy where he started to call out the name of Narottam over and over again, just chanting Narottam, Narottam, Narottam. Lord Nityananda had heard previously Lord Chaitanya mentioning the name of Narottam, but now he became really curious. And he said, "My dear Lord, who is this Narottam that you speak of?" Lord Chaitanya responded, "You know my heart is kirtan. And so soon there will be a great personality who will appear in the world who will revolutionize the whole style of kirtan. And he will bring kirtan to a higher and more glorious expression." And so this person is Narottam. The word Naro refers to human, like the word Nara refers to man or human. And Tam means the best. So his name actually means the best of all personalities. In his, we'll just mention that he is actually a very intimate associate of the Lord in the spiritual world named Champak Manjari. And he does personal assistance for Srimati Radharani and for the other gopis as he cooks milk. He makes milk preparations and cooks milk. That's his service in the spiritual world. Of course, he may do other things, but this is what we know him as. Narottam Das Thakur, his life is written in a beautiful book called Narottam Vilas, done by Bhakti Ratnakara. It's in a book called Bhakti Ratnakara. Also, there's two books, Bhakti Ratnakara and Narottam Vilas. Both have extensive writings of the pastimes and glories of Narottam Das Thakur. And this, of course, it was written by Srila Narahari Chakravarti, whose father was an intimate disciple of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Back to the Padma River with Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya then took his bath in the Padma River. And when he took his bath in the Padma River started to become very turbulent. And then the Lord actually spoke to the personification of Padma and said, "Very soon there will be a great personality who will come and he will bathe in your waters. So I'm leaving my own Krishna Prema in your waters. And when he comes, give him that Krishna Prema." Padma responded by saying, "How will I know who that is?" And Lord Chaitanya said, "When he comes, your waters will also be turbulent. like my appearance in your waters. And then Lord Caitanya finished his bath. Lord Caitanya disappeared in the year 1534, and Narottam Das Thakur appeared in the year 1535 as the son of Krishnananda Dutt, and his mother's name was Narayani. He also had an older brother named Purushottam Dutt. He was born in a royal family. Krishnananda Dutt was the king of the local province, and so they had some wealth and also some influence. After the child was born, both mother and father were very satisfied. And Narottam was unlike other children. He hardly spoke, and he never cried. This is mentioned in his biography that he never cried as a baby. After some time, of course, we know in Vedic culture and tradition, there is the name-giving ceremony and also the grain-giving ceremony. So they performed both of these ceremonies together. And Krishnananda was so enthusiastic. He called all the residents from all around the local area to come and take part in this wonderful ceremony. And people came from everywhere. And it was a grand festival with many, many decorations and so many people coming. There were singers, there were dancers, there were eulogizers. It was just a grand festival. Being a king, he wanted to glorify his son in the most, what we say, opulent way. And so now everything was set for the name-giving and grain-giving ceremony. So when it came to the grain-giving ceremony, everything was in place. And then the first grains are always given either by the priest or by the father. The mother holds the child generally. Of course, Narottam didn't have to be held. He wasn't that kind of baby where he was squirming around. He was very peaceful. And so his father went to offer the grains, but as soon as he brought the spoon with the sweet rice to his mouth, Narottam turned the other way, refusing it. His father became concerned and tried to give him the grains in so many ways, and each time Narottam refused to accept it. His father became overwhelmed with sadness and unhappiness and felt everything is auspicious, the whole ceremony is a failure. And he was lamenting, and everyone else was wondering what will be next. And finally, one Brahmana, old Brahmana, somewhat of a sage, he was there. He said, "You can't give him that because it is not Mahaprasadam. He will only take Mahaprasadam." So they took the pot of sweet rice and brought it to the deities, offered it to the deity, and brought it back, and again offered the sweet rice to Narottam. This time he willingly accepted the prasadam. As he was growing up, he was hearing about Lord Chaitanya. He would lament the fact that he missed having the association of Lord Chaitanya. So there was one old Brahmin, his name was Krishnadas, and he came to meet Narottam every day, and he would tell the pastimes of Gaur Lila. This would cause Narottam to cry in separation. But he was also very much absorbed in hearing and thinking about Lord Chaitanya. He was able to remember everything he had heard from this Brahmin. And Narottam's intelligence was really beyond any normal intelligence. He actually became a great scholar and started to read the scriptures and also started to speak the scriptures to his friends and others, although he was still a young boy. Later he was told about Srinivasacharya, Gangadas Bhattacharya, who later became Chaitanya Das, Srinivas Acharya became the disciple of Gopal Bhatta Goswami, and also Jiva Goswami. One time he visited Vishram Murgat and learned about Rupa and Sanatana Goswamis. Narottam developed this strong desire to serve Srinivas Acharya. Sometime as he heard the pastimes of Srinivas Acharya, it really attracted his heart, and he was thinking, I must meet this great personality. Of course, his parents were quite wealthy, and they were also seeing he was quite restless. He wasn't interested in anything of this material world, especially any plans for getting married. He was always simply absorbed in hearing the glories of the Lord, speaking the glories of the Lord. His parents were observing him, and he was exhibiting great elements and ecstasies, of characteristics of ecstasies. And his parents thought, I think we should get him married. Finally, at the age of 12, Lord Nityananda came to him in a dream and told him, go to the Pavana River. And in that dream, he embraced him, and he entered the heart of little Narottam. Narottam wasn't able to freely move because his parents, similar to Raghunath Das Goswami, used to guard him very carefully. But one time, his father was away on some business, and his mother was there. So somehow he tricked his mother into letting him go out. And she somehow or other allowed him. And therefore, he got away. And then, of course, he went to the Padma River. When he got to the Padma River, he bathed in that river. And immediately the river became turbulent. Narottam Das Thakur's complexion was somewhat darkish, but after bathing in the river and receiving the prema of Lord Chaitanya delivered by the personification of Padma, his body turned into gold, just like Lord Chaitanya. He had a beautiful golden complexion. Right after that, Lord Chaitanya appeared to him and told him to go to Vrindavan, like that. And then, of course, when he went to Vrindavan, he was able to meet Srinivas Acharya Jiva Goswami and another great personality named Shamananda Pandit. This part of the pastime we won't speak about because it's very long and it mostly involves Srinivas Acharya. But while they were traveling, Srinivas Acharya instructed Narottam to go to Kaittirigram and preach there. Kaittirigram was his home. He had left it. His father, after some time, departed from the world, and his brother, Purushottam, became the king, and he had a cousin whose name was Santosh Dutt. Like that. And Santosh Dutt was also very inclined to Krishna consciousness. But that was due to the fact that Narottam actually preached to him. So Srinivas Acharya had sent Narottam to Kaittirigam, and he sent Shamananda onto Utkala, and he stayed in the kingdom of Viramvir and preach to the king there. And that's a wonderful story that we can talk about. After some time, Lord Chaitanya appeared to him again and told him, go to Vrindavan. Go to Jagannath Puri. He sent Narottam. So when Narottam was traveling to Jagannath Puri, he met Achyutananda, the son of Advaita. And he visited Ambikan Kalanya, where he met Hridaya Chaitanya. At Gadadhar, he met Mahesh Pandit, an intimate associate of Lord Nityananda. And he also worshipped the feet of Janavadevi. When he met Janavadevi, of course, everybody knew that there was this great person, Narottam, who was traveling. And everyone was thinking, when will he arrive? So it's practically, he didn't have to introduce himself to anybody. When he would arrive, they immediately came to greet him and honor him and give him all facility. And Janavadevi also. Janavadevi blessed him. Janavadevi was the wife of Lord Nityananda. She was a incarnation of the internal potency of Lord Chaitanya, Lord Krishna, who was appeared as the wife of Lord Nityananda. And she said to him, "You will make the whole world Krishna conscious." And then, of course, after that, he went on his way to Jagannath Puri. And he was followed by thousands of people. They became automatically attracted to him. Finally, he came to the area of Jagannath Puri. And right on the outskirts, he met an old Brahmana and said, the Brahmana said, "We've been waiting for you." So that Brahman took him to a place called Narendra Sarovara, where he bathed and he remembered Lord Chaitanya's Leela. There were three great personalities, Gopinath Acharya, Kanai Kuntiya, and Sikhi Mahiti. When Narottam came into Jagannath Puri, all three of them, without even seeing Narottam, all started to have ecstatic feelings of joy. And then they started to speak amongst themselves, and then they understood this great personality must have appeared. When he came, they met him and took him for his first darshana at the Guru Stamba in the Jagannath temple, where he received the garland. Then he went on tour to the place of Pura Tota Gopinath, the deity that was worshipped by Gadadhar, near the seashore. And also he went to see the Samadhi of Srila Haridas Thakur. He was taken to the house of Gopinath Acharya and given a special room. So that night when he tried to fall asleep, he couldn't. He was feeling great love. And then he dozed off, and in his dream he saw pure Puri in its full glory. And in that glory, he saw the cart festival of Lord Jagannath with Lord Chaitanya dancing in ecstasy during the festival. After staying in Jagannath Puri, Lord Chaitanya came to him and took him by the hand and spoke sweetly to him. This was in a dream, and told him, "Now you develop this new style of kirtan, but you should also go to Ketrigram and preach." And then the dream vanished. Mm-hmm. On his way, he saw the same old Brahmana who greeted him when he first came, and he served him very nicely. He came to Nisringapuri, the place of Shamananda, and he was embraced and spoke Krishna Katha. And then, of course, Shamananda told him many things about Krishna consciousness. So he was traveling around visiting different places. Finally, he stopped in Jajigram, and again, he met with Srinivasacharya. Mm-hmm. Again. And of course, Lord Chaitanya, the assistants, and others, Gadadhar Pandit was still there and told him, "Go to Ketrigram." On his way to Ketrigram, he stopped in the place of the Lord Nityananda's appearance at Kachakra. And he was chanting Lord Nityananda's name in great love while he was on his way. when he came to the outskirts of Ekachakra, an old Brahmana came to meet him and said, I have come to show you the holy places of Ekachakra. I heard you were coming. And of course, he showed him the old places where Hadai Pandit, the father of Nityananda, fell down in ecstasy when Lord Nityananda had left. The place where Padmavati cried in ecstasy and cried in unhappiness after losing Lord Nityananda. And then he showed him so many other places there. But at one point, that old Brahmin disappeared. And then he felt separation. All of a sudden, the old Brahmana was gone. And then the old Brahmana reappeared. And in this reappearance, he came in the form of Lord Balaram. And then after appearing to Narottam as Lord Balaram, he changed his form to Lord Nityananda. And Lord Nityananda said, you are my best devotee. Return to Kaittirigam and compose songs and chant kirtan. Finally, he arrived in Kaittirigam. Of course, on his way, he met one person who had a godown. He was a rich man. He says, I have a deity in Vishnupriya in my godown, but I cannot go down there because there are many snakes, and I want to get that deity. Narottam said, I will go. The merchant said, no, don't go, the snakes. Well, you know, there are many snakes down there. I think they are all poisonous. But Narottam went anyway. He found the deity. And then as soon as he found the deity, all the snakes left. There are many, many wonderful stories. Of course, when he came to Kaittirigram, this was after some time. There was a beautiful festival that was arranged by Janava Devi, where she had invited the devotees from Jagannath Puri, from Navadweep, from Sri Vrindavan Dham to come together to honor the disappearance of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the first Gaur Purnima festival, where the devotees were able to all come together as a large group. In that festival, there was a kirtan hall erected by Santosh Dutt. He was the cousin of Narottam, and he gave his entire treasury for the festival. He erected a kirtan hall, residence for all the devotees, and a place where they could keep all the boga. Just before that, after associating with Srinivasacharya, Srinivasacharya had a very dear disciple. He was his main disciple. His name was Ramachandra. Ramachandra Kaviraj, actually. And Ramachandra Kaviraj, after meeting Narottam, and Narottam after meeting Ramachandra, you hear in the beautiful song, Shri Krishna Chehi Tanya Prabhu Doya Kaura Mohore. At the very last line of the song, Aha Prabhu Srinivasa, Ramachandra Sangha Mange Narottam Das. It says that these two personalities were like two souls in one body. They developed such love and attachment for each other that they didn't want to separate. How Ramachandra became a disciple? I think I should tell that story. It's very instructive. Srinivasacharya was there with many of his followers, and there was a wedding procession. In that wedding procession, it was a grand procession, and of course, we all know in these grand wedding processions, the bridegroom is dressed up very nicely like a king. And so he's there, and Srinivas was there with his disciples. When he saw the wedding procession, he started to speak to his disciples. He said, he is about to put a noose around his neck. Somehow or other, that got back to Ramachandra, and he became shocked. Actually, it says in one place, he actually heard Srinivas speak that. Somehow or other, his whole mind changed, and right in the middle of the wedding ceremony, he gave up the whole idea and came to Srinivas, fell at his feet, and said, I want to become your disciple. And so Srinivas was so pleased by this person's devotion and his surrender that he took him and taught him as one of his principal disciples. And later, he gave him to Narottam as a personal associate. So they became inseparable. Of course, Ramachandra Kaviraj had another brother whose name was Govinda Kaviraj. Govinda Kaviraj, we could also speak about his life, but I'll just mention the fact that he composed that wonderful song that we sing sometimes. Let me see if I can remember the song by Govinda Kaviraj. It's a song, let me think of that song. It's penned by a person named Govinda Das, but that is the brother of I can remember that song. Like a lotus leaf, like a drop on the lotus leaf, this life is. Does anyone remember that song?
Is it Bhajahure Mana Maharaj?
Yeah, Bhajahure Mana Sri Nanda Nandana. Bhajahure Mana Sri Nanda Nandana Vaya Charana Vindure Dulaba Manava Manava Satsange. Beautiful song by Govinda Kaviraj. He was a worshipper of Durga Devi was his worshipable deity. But after his brother became a deity, a devotee of Krishna, he wasn't interested at all. He said, what is this Krishna consciousness? I'm a follower of Durga. But then after some time, Durga appeared to him in a dream and said, you're a rascal. You should actually follow your brother because he is on the right path. And so he did. Because when your Ista Deva, your worshipful deity, appears to you and says, worship this way, it becomes complete. That festival, we described it in detail just a couple of days ago. But it was a beautiful festival where Narottam Das Thakur sang so sweetly with a pair of kartals. There were 14 Vrindangas and 7 other kartal players. The kirtan was set, and Narottam so sweetly, with so much devotion, was singing and singing and singing. And gradually the kirtan became deeper and deeper and deeper. Then Narottam started to dance, and then everyone danced. Finally, the kirtan started to rise, and the energy was increasing more and more and more. Narottam, very absorbed in singing sweetly and dancing so gracefully. And then all of a sudden, the mrdangas chimed in, and the kartals chimed in, and the kirtan became tumultuous. As Narottam very much focused on the holy name, just kept singing and singing. Finally, after some time, Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Sri Vas, and all of the associates of Lord Chaitanya who had left the planet reappeared in that kirtan and started to dance. This reappearance was not a vision. It was an actual physical manifestation of their appearance. Everyone saw them, and everyone went mad simply by seeing them. And Lord Chaitanya was dancing and dancing and
dancing.
And Narottam was absorbed in singing so sweetly as the kirtan only got higher and more ecstatic. Finally, this went on for so long, people were rolling on the ground and the kirtan was getting higher and higher and higher. And people who were there, they saw their relatives. Advaitacharya's son, Achyutananda, was there, and he saw his father once again. Raghunanda Thakur saw his father, Mukunda. And many of the great souls who had disappeared, Narahari Sakar, they all appeared in that kirtan. It was beautiful. Finally, after appearing for quite some time, as described in this narration, Lord Chaitanya, with all his disciples, just and within 1 second, disappeared. And of course, everyone fell to the ground in separation as soon as that happened. This was a beautiful, beautiful festival. Later on, of course, there was also, it describes that Janava began a holy festival. So there was throwing of the colors, and that followed the kirtan. After that, Janava prepared a beautiful feast using all the boga that was available, and they had so much. She served everyone, then she served the service. It says the prasadam was like nectar, and everyone took more than they normally take. They took huge amounts of prasadam. Srinivas, after some time, seeing Janava serving everybody and just becoming everyone's servant, he came to her and said, "My dear Mataji, my dear Janava Devi, please take prasadam." She didn't want to, but finally he encouraged her. Next day there were more kirtans created by the new type of style called Gora Nahati. That was the name of the style that he developed. It's called Gora Nahati. And after some time, Janava left the next day, and devotees went into different places. Narottam and Ramachandra stayed together. Srinivas also departed. And Ramachandra started to travel. As they were traveling, they came to one area, and they saw two young boys, and they were herding goats. And so they came up near the boys, and Ramachandra started to speak philosophy. The boys, somehow, they were young boys, just maybe 6-7 years old. They started to listen. And as they heard Ramachandra speak this deep philosophical teachings about Krishna, their hearts became transformed. And they said, "We want to become your disciples." And Ramachandra said, "Sure." And then he named one of them. One was named Hari Rama, and the other got named Hari Krishna. One became a disciple of Ramachandra, and the other one, Narottam. Now there was a problem. These boys were herding these goats for their father, whose name was Shivaya Acharya, who worshipped the goddess Bhavani. And these goats were meant for sacrifice. When they became Krishna conscious, when they became blessed by these great personalities, they let the animals free. When their father found out, he became very angry. And so he said, "What is this Vaishnavism? What is this Vaishnavism?" And then he said, well, he hired one person whose name was Murari Digvijaya to say, we might say, deprogram his children. But when the children were challenged, they defeated. First they defeated their father, and then they defeated Murari Digvijaya. When Shivayacharya saw that these two boys, who were just his children, who were young, was able to defeat this great Digvijaya in a debate, he became depressed and finally he surrendered to Narottam Das Thakur. So this went on, Narottam Das Thakur started to travel, and he would everywhere he was going, he was meeting different personalities. Finally, he met one great personality, Rupa Narayan Pandit. No, I'm sorry, Ganga Narayan Pandit. Ganga Narayan Pandit was one of the main scholars in the area, but he was a smart Brahmin. After meeting Narottam Das and speaking with him, he appreciated his scholarship, and immediately he surrendered and became a disciple of Narottam. Now, Narottam was born in a Kayastha family. He wasn't a Brahmana. He was at best a Kshatriya. Sometimes he's also seen as a Sudra. And Narottam appeared to him in the dream and said, "I will meet you tomorrow." So they came, and then he actually initiated Ganga Narayan into Krishna consciousness. When the Brahmins heard, the local Brahmins who were smart Brahmins, they were starting to hear about this person, Narottam, who was going around and converting Brahmins into Vaishnavas. And they became aghast. And they said, "Who is he? He's only a Kayastha Sudra. What is he? How can he initiate Brahmins? What is his philosophy?" So the Brahmins became very angry and decided to do something. So they complained to the king, the area. And the king became concerned. So they made a plan to defeat Narottam. So they got one pandit whose name was Rupa Narayan Pandit. And along with these brahmanas, they were on their way to the place of Narottam. Now the word got back to Ganga Narayan Pandit and also Ramachandra Kamiraj. And they were thinking, "Well, they're going to come and challenge our spiritual master. We're going to meet them first." So they took the disguise of a betel seller and clay pot seller. And they set up their betel and clay pots along the road where the king and these brahmanas were traveling along with Rupa Narayan Pandit. So at one point, they said, well, we'll stop and get some betel from these sellers here and some clay pots. So they stopped. And when they started to speak to the clay pot seller and the betel seller, who were disciples of Narottam, they responded in pure Sanskrit. And the king, along with the Brahmins, were shocked. A betel nut seller and a clay pot seller is speaking pure Sanskrit? Well, who are you? "We are disciples of Narottam Das Thakur. You have to debate us first before you will debate our..." So the king said to his men, Rupa Narayan, he said, you know, so they debated, and Ramachandra Kaviraj and Ganga Narayan destroyed these brahmanas along with Rupa Narayan Pandit, who was one of the best pundits in the era. He was a smarter brahmin, of course. And the king, he said, "This is amazing. These are the disciples of Narottam Das, and you've been defeated. You want to defeat Narottam? So let us give up this idea." So they left. Mm-hmm. So the Brahmins left. Now, one of the leaders of the Brahmins, he got a nice little visit. In that visit, Bhavani, who is an expansion of Durga, appeared to him in a dream and said, "Surrender to Narottam or I'll kill you." And she was really angry. So the leader of the Brahmins and all the Brahmins, they came to Narottam Das Thakur at K3, and they learned Sanskrit and they surrendered to Narottam. This is a good way to preach. you appear in someone's dream and threaten them, and if they don't surrender. The king's wife, whose name was Rupa Mala, she was attracted to Narottam and she surrendered. And then she started to chant one lakh of names and also the names of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Sringadev. There's another beautiful story about one famous dacoit whose name is Hari Chandra Roy. He was a famous dacoit. He heard about Narottam. And all the dacoits in the area were his servants. Babani had appointed a rakshasa ghost to haunt him. But somehow or other, he became attracted to Narottam Das Thakur, and he surrendered to Narottam. The king was always trying to capture Hari Chandra Roy, but he couldn't. So now, after becoming a devotee of Narottam, his whole life changed. He gave up his activities as a dacoit, became a wonderful devotee. And then Narottam instructed him, I think you should go and meet the king. So the king was a yavana, and as soon as he came to meet the king had him arrested. And he also had him beaten. But he didn't at all felt that this is due to my sinful activities. I'm getting the reactions of the results of his activities. He focused his mind on the lotus feet of Narottam Das Thakur and accepted all the punishment given to him. Finally, the king became bewildered and saw his great devotion, and then he returned him to Narottam. When he returned to Narottam Das Thakur, Narottam told him, you make all your associate dacoits devotees of the Lord, which he did. Not long after that, Kaviraj desired to visit Srinivasacharya and Jajigram. So they went together, and Ramachandra Kaviraj left the world. Srinivas felt great separation and went to the forest. Along with Narottam was stunned in silence, receiving the news. And that's when he composed the famous song that we sing every time a great soul departs. Ye anilo prema dhana karuna prachuru heno kotaka acharya thakur heno kota gela acharya thakur. He glorifies all the great personalities. So Narottam, now he's stunned in silence and he's feeling great separation. In separation, he contracted a high fever, and then he took Ganganarai and others to Gambhir. 3 days he sat with a fever. Of course, his fever was due to separation from Ramachandra Kaviraj and also Srinivasacharya. Then he instructed that now it's time for me to leave the world. He instructed his disciples to set up a funeral pyre. Of course, it was very difficult, but he insisted. And so Narottam, Ganganarayan, so Narottam laid down on this bench, or you might say table, and it says that even before the funeral pyre, began, he left the world. When he was laying there, and his disciples were lamenting, some envious Brahmins who didn't like Narottam came, and they started to criticize Narottam in voices that could be heard by others. Ganga Narayan became very much disturbed and started to pray. My dear Lord, how can we hear such things at the time of your auspicious departure? Please do something. Then, of course, the Brahmins, they said, yeah, he was born in a low-class family. Now he's getting the results of his activities for trying to teach Brahmanas. So Narottam did something. Although he had already left the world, he came back. And before he came back, a sacred thread appeared on his body. Everyone saw it. It was a golden thread. It was effulgent. The Brahmins were shocked. Narottam sat up and came back to life. And then they all surrendered to his lotus feet. And then there was a great festival. Prasadam was delivered and they received initiation. But Narottam wasn't happy staying in the world, feeling separation, first from Lord Chaitanya, now from his dear, dear associates. So he told, now it's a time for me to depart. So he told Ramakrishna and Ganga Narayan to take him to the Ganga. So they walked to the Ganga and they carried some pots of milk under the instructions of Narottam. And Narottam said, now we will go into the Ganga. And I want you to massage me with Ganga water that is mixed with this milk. And throw this water on me. And no matter what you see, do not stop. This is a very difficult instruction for these disciples. But Narottam was insistent, and he came into the Ganga waist deep, and they were there with him. Mixing Ganga water with the milk, they started to sprinkle the milk on him. As the milk mixed with the Ganga water was hitting his body, that part out of the body would disappear. Finally, he completed the bath, and he completely disappeared. He was no longer visible to everyone. This disappearance Leela was amazing, one of its kind. No one had ever seen anything like this or experienced. Of course, there was only Ganga Narayan and Ramakrishna to see it, but later they reported to everyone. And it's interesting because Narottam Das Thakur's service in the spiritual world as a mantri is to cook milk for Srimati Radharani and the other associates of Radharani. So this is a amazing disappearance of this great personality. So when we're speaking about Narottam Das Thakur, we're speaking about a person who is very, very exalted, a most intimate associate of Srimati Radharani, a very, very dear follower of Lord Chaitanya, who blessed him with the shakti to revolutionize kirtan. And of course, in our Gaudiya Vaishnav society, especially in ISKCON, we have the songs of the great acharyas. And in those songs, we find many, 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 many songs sung by, composed by Narottam Das Thakur and also sung. It is said that the songs sung by and composed by Narottam Das Thakur are pure Vedic Shastra. Just like we sing the song that We sing every day Guru Vandanam. Sri Guru Charana Padman Kevala Bhakti Sadman Bando Muhi Sarvadana Mate Yanhara Prasade Bhai E Baba Tadirai Krishna Prakti Voi Voi Te. And then at the chorus, at the end of the song, Lokanath Lokira Ajivan. So Narottam Das Thakur composed this song in glorification of his glorious spiritual master, Srila Lokanath Das Thakur. And this song, Srila Prabhupada has given a lecture on this song where he explains each of the lines in detail, explaining the philosophical meanings of these verses, which are very, very deep in the teachings of the conclusions of all Vedic Shastras. So Narottam Das Thakur, and of course, Prema Bhakti Chandrika, which is a beautiful book written by Narottam Das Thakur, but later put into a book. And Parthana is a series of bhajans glorifying the Lord and his pure devotees. So Narottam Das Thakur has contributed so much to Vaishnav culture, Vaishnav tradition, and especially to our ISKCON society. Srila Prabhupada adopted the prayers and bhajans of Narottam Das Thakur along with the bhajans and prayers of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur as our basic prayers in our songs. Practically all the songs we sing are either composed by Narottam Das Thakur or by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So this personality, Srila Narottam Das Thakur, cannot be glorified enough. He is such a great personality. We read his writings, we sing his bhajans so deep in the mellows of separation from Lord Chaitanya and his associates. Therefore, the devotees should make it a regular thing, a regular daily affair, to sing the prayers and also read the writings of Srila Narottam Das Thakur. Of course, there is a beautiful book called Narottam Vilas by Narahari Chakravarti, along with other books that have been written about Narottam. Now, in our ISKCON society, one very exalted devotee, the wife of Harisari Prabhu, who was the personal associate and assistant to Srila Prabhupada for many years, personal servant. She composed, her name was Sitala Devi, and she put together many of the writings of the Acharyas, which is mostly the work of Narahari Sarkar, Narahari Chakravarti, and she has put out a version of Narottam Vilas. Please read that book. It may be a little hard to read the book given by Narahari Chakravarti, but Sitala's book is so sweet, so deep. I was able to get a copy just before the actual book was released. I got the manuscript ahead of time, and that was many years ago. And I was reading one chapter every night because it was so absorbing and so sweet and so full of nectar that I only wanted to read one chapter because I didn't want to finish the book. Sometimes we have this experience that something is so nectar, we don't want to go through it fast. We want to relish it as long as we can. So this was my experience, and this experience happened naturally simply by reading this book Narottam Vilas, as presented by my senior god sister Sitala. And I think some devotees who are listening today probably have been exposed to this book, so I'm sure you know what I'm speaking of. Okay, we'll stop here and we'll see if there's anyone who would like to comment or question anything related to Srila Narottam Das Thakur.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, Dhanavad Pranam. Thank you for the wonderful class, Maharaj. Maharaj, is the book available online? Can we order the book?
Radha Bhakti, are you online today? No, maybe she's not. She posted the information for getting the book just when I gave the class the other day. Here it is. Okay, from Indu. Barnes and Noble, The Glorious Life of Srila Narottam Das Thakur by Sitala Dasi. So that's on the chat.
Okay, Maharaj, I'll copy it. Yeah, thank you so much, Maharaj. Thank you very much. Dhanavad Pranam.
Sugopi, Hare Krishna. How are you?
Hare Krishna, Maharaj. Please accept my humble obeisance. It's always a Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much for that wonderful lecture. I was going to ask, just like you mentioned, how Narottam Das Thakur took kirtan to this new level and how he was so deep in his kirtans. Sometimes our kirtans can turn into performances and we may lack the proper mood to call out to Krishna. So I wanted to ask you if you could kindly talk about how we can develop a proper mood when we sing kirtan.
The mood of kirtan is devotion. In other words, just like we perform any activity in devotional service, it's meant to please Krishna. So kirtan is an opportunity to glorify Krishna by glorifying Krishna in his holy name. So when we start thinking about, well, instruments, singing styles and all these other things and focus on that, then we get into a little bit of a performance type mood, which takes away the focus on the purpose of kirtan, which is to glorify the Lord. So in order to avoid that, the best thing to do is keep yourself absorbed in hearing the kirtan as the chanter is chanting, and to respond to the kirtan in such a way that you become focused. In other words, the more we focus on the hearing and chanting, the more we'll get away from this mood of it's about me, or it's about some type of nice performance. And Prabhupada commented that. He said, we are not musicians, professional musicians. We are devotees of the Lord. But we want to make the kirtan nice. So it's always nice to have the proper mridanga playing, kartal playing, and everyone is working as a group to sing and glorify the Lord. But it's a matter of bringing your consciousness into the holy name.
Thank you, Maharaj.
Thank you, Sugopi. Hare Krishna. Jai Ho. Anyone else?
Guru Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. All glories to your holiness. Thank you for this wonderful lecture on the great personality Narottam Das Thakur. My question is about kirtan, exactly what Sugopi was saying about how to present the kirtan very nicely, even to very new people, because they're so used to sophisticated music system, sound system, instrument, this, that, and our very simple kirtan with very basic instruments may come across as maybe amateurish or not up to the standard, and they may look down on us because of that. At the same time, of course, we want to do kirtan, give the holy name. So how should we balance all those things?
It's not a matter of balance. It's a matter of rejecting how people think. Don't worry about how people think. Just if you're glorifying, Prabhupada said, if you're glorifying Krishna in kirtan, it will impregnate the audience with devotion. That's the words of Prabhupada. That's the exact words. He said, you know, if we are glorifying Krishna and we're absorbed in that, that will have the power to impregnate the audience with Krishna consciousness, whoever the audience may be. We don't have to adhere to anyone's, you know, standards. Our standards should be the standards given to us by Srila Prabhupada and by the senior devotees. Why do we have to worry about how people think? The kirtan should be nice in the sense that everyone should sing together and play together. But how that expression is given, it should be very simple. Okay. Now, we may go for outside audiences. Sometimes we use a little extra instrumentation. And that's been done like that. But that's it's not something that we do in order to impress the audience. It just fits into the situation. So. But it's about instrumentation. It's not about anything else. So we might use a veena. We might use sometimes we also include other instruments.
Thank you, Guru Maharaj. That was very helpful, actually.
Okay. Any other questions from the general devotees in New Jersey? Is it New Jersey? No, I'm sorry, not New Jersey, but in Charlotte, North Carolina. Sugopi, you're from New Jersey now, right?
We live in Connecticut now, Maharaj.
You're in Connecticut. Oh, wow. I hope you're happy there.
Yes, Maharaj. More happy than Boise.
That's good. Anyone else? Narottam Das Thakur.
Hare Krishna, dear Raj, Dandavat Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. I was very excited when I saw that you are going to speak about Narottam Das Thakur. And thank you so much for giving us so many nice points about the lecture. Thank you so much, Maharaj. I hope your health is doing good now. It is so nice to see you.
Thank you, Mamata. Mamata.
Yes, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Maharaj.
My health is stable.
Okay. That's good.
Thank you, Maharaj, for a valuable time and association.
Thank you. I look forward when I can meet everybody again. But
yeah. Yes. We are happy, Maharaj, Charlotte. We want you to be in Charlotte.
I also want to get there. you look cold. Yeah. Are you cold?
Yeah, I am having a little cold, so.
Oh, be careful. Take a lot of vitamin C.
Yes.
And a lot of ginger.
Yeah.
Okay. So thank you all. And we'll see you again next Friday.
Yeah. Yes, Maharaj. Thank you so much. And Maharaj, we are doing Vrajamandal Parikrama after the class. So every day we go one day, like they do in 30 days Parikrama. So we are doing for the whole month. So
wonderful. You're visiting Vrindavan.
Yes, Maharaj. Virtually we are visiting.
Virtual is becoming reality now. Virtual
yes,
reality.
Thank you so much, Maharaj. Thank you so much, Maharaj. To our next exam for the Vrajmandal Parikrama. So I would like to hand over the call to
Dhanvat Maharaj Hare Krishna.
Her Grace.